This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. You may be hearing the snowplow again this morning if you live along the East Coast. Snow's been falling in the Mid-Atlantic and up into the Northeast, which may see 8 inches of snow today. FlightAware says some flights are being canceled this morning. It's not the weather that's canceling schools in Chicago, though. It's the squabble between the city and teachers over remote learning and other COVID safety protocols. Classes have been canceled for a third day in a row now. Parent Mary Bluma has 3 children in Chicago schools.
It's just really devastating for, as a parent, to just see my kids have to suffer remote learning again because they don't learn anything. They stare at a screen, they check out. I mean, they're in, you know, little breakout rooms with their friends just chatting away. It's like there's no education.
Today, the idea of vaccine mandates goes before the Supreme Court. The AP's Mike Hempen.
The justices on the conservative-oriented court are hearing arguments about whether to allow the administration to enforce a vaccine or testing requirement that applies to large employers and a separate vaccine mandate for most healthcare workers. Legal challenges to the policies from Republican-led states and business groups are in their early stages, but the outcome at the high court will probably determine the fate of vaccine requirements affecting more than 80 million people.
Former President Trump is responding to President Biden and others who say he threatened democracy with election lies that sparked the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Mr. Trump is again attacking the 2020 election, and last night he was sending out a fundraising appeal. Kazakhstan says 26 protesters have been killed during the unrest there. This morning, Kazakhstan's president says he authorized law enforcement to open fire on those he calls terrorists. This is AP News. A virtual court appearance today for Andrew Cuomo.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo scheduled to appear in court today online for a hearing about the request to drop a criminal count against him. A judge in Albany will be considering the request from the prosecutor, David Soares, to dismiss a fondling case against the former New York governor. The Albany County District Attorney told the court he wouldn't be able to prove the allegation made by former Cuomo aide Brittany Commisso that Cuomo groped her in 2020. Commisso's allegation was part of a report released in August that led to Cuomo's resignation after 11 women accused him of sexual harassment. Cuomo's attorneys arguing that the misdemeanor groping case should be dismissed since the district attorney has declined to prosecute. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Gas is $3.30 a gallon today, 2 cents higher than a week ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the 4 hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.